I breathe freely in the neighborhood of this lake. The ground upon which I tread has been subdued from the earliest ages. The principal objects which immediately strike my eye bring to my recollection scenes in which man acted the hero and was the chief object of interest. Not to look back to earlier times of battles and sieges, here is the bust of Rousseau. Here is a house with an inscription denoting that the Genevan philosopher first drew breath under its roof. A little out of the town is Ferney, the residence of Voltaire. Where that wonderful, though certainly in many respects contemptible, character received, like the hermits of old, the visits of pilgrims, not only from his own nation, but from the farthest boundaries of Europe. Here, too, is Bonnet's abode, and, a few steps beyond, the house of that astonishing woman, Madame de Staël, perhaps the first of her sex, who has really proved its often claimed equality with the nobler man. We have before had women who have written interesting novels and poems, in which their tact at observing drawing-room characters has availed them. But never, since the days of Heloise, have those faculties which are peculiar to man been developed as the possible inheritance of woman. Though even here, as in the case of Heloise, our sex have not been backward in alleging the existence of an Abelard in the person of M. Schlegel as the inspirer of her works. But to proceed, upon the same side of the lake, Gibbon, Bonnivard, Bradshaw, and others mark, as it were, the stages for our progress, whilst upon the other side there is one house, built by Diodati, the friend of Milton, which has contained within its walls, for several months, that poet whom we have so often read together, and who, if human passions remain the same, and human feelings, like chords on being swept by nature's impulses, shall vibrate as before, will be placed by posterity in the first rank of our English poets.